Welcome to the Big Time, and as proof to you that all during the week we do perusing.
This just in.
It's the big news.
We have been perusing.
Yes.
And the news is huge.
It is.
But we call it the big news.
That's right.
Instagram, people, has a new feature for you.
Yeah, they do.
It'll automatically blur nudity in direct messages.
I appreciate that, actually.
Well, now, why do you want to do that?
Well, I just don't want any nudity coming my way.
You don't know, though. What if it's a good nude? They happen.
Okay, all right.
It's all the bad ones, honestly, those come to your text messages every time. You know what I'm saying? When someone's sliding into your DMs, it's usually words, you know?
Sometimes.
Yes. Okay. All right. What are you doing? Checking your direct messages there? I think you were.
I was just thinking.
All right, if you want to go somewhere where you've got a chance of getting one of those nudies there in your DMs, we got promiscuous countries you can visit this summer.
Yes, so we do.
The Big Time is here to help, are we not?
Absolutely.
For whatever reason, I'm not sure why, in the top 10 is Switzerland, Sweden, Finland, and Iceland.
Oh, okay.
I think that's just because it's all indoor sports there, you know?
Yes.
I thought it warmed up in the summer, but maybe not. Maybe it's just cold all the time.
They want to stay inside.
If you want to come in at number one, though, you got to get over there to Turkey.
I don't know
what's going on in Turkey, but listen, you can get busy up in there. There's a bill banning first cousin marriage in Tennessee, and that thing has passed.
It's passed. All right.
Now, it still heads to the governor's desk for final approval.
All right.
People are brokenhearted about this, but they are not going to admit it out loud,
no,
you know?
Not.
Would you? I don't think so. You know, I don't often quote helpful advice from adult film stars.
Yeah.
But when I do, I think it's very important.
Okay, let's hear it.
This woman said the biggest mistake that men make before their first date is not taking a shower.
Wow, take a shower, guys.
I can't believe y'all don't take a shower.
What?
My number one faux pas, I think, would be sending that one unwanted text. You know, the one with the picture?
Not that picture.
In my book, that I would cancel the whole date. All right, so we had a $1 billion winner in that lotto.
Yeah.
But look, there's a woman in the UK, and she gathered her friends and family around her because she had a lotto ticket over there worth $20,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, life-changing, right? Then they pointed out to her, it was $20 million.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that friends and family group, by the way, got about three times as big by the end of that announcement, you know? Cousin, remember me? Imagine how excited these people were going to Houston. And then imagine how the excitement built when the cover fell off the engine.
I know.
You know what? It's okay. I'm going to walk to Houston. Right. Let me ride a horse in there because I'll do that too. What would you prefer? That the engine cover blew off or that the cabin was filled with toilet water?
Okay. Neither. Okay. Neither. Put me on the ground.
There's a plane going to Honolulu. They say it was just from the sink. 4 inches of water there in the aisle. Wow. That'll mess with your drink service when you need one the most, you know? Is this true that the 99-cent store had to raise their prices up to like a $7 limit a couple of weeks ago?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, one of the discount stores did that, and I guess it didn't help if it was the 99-cent only store, because we heard last week they were shutting down.
All of them.
And they've already started a closing sale at all of their locations, 371 of them, on Friday. Let me ask you, if you were there, did you have to break out your Christmas elbow? You know what I'm saying?
People probably did.
I've never pulled it out as early as April, you know?
Yeah.
A Christmas in July sale, maybe. But April, you're going to pull something. Just be careful how you use that thing. Or better yet, put it away until Thanksgiving. Put it away. We survived the eclipse. Look at that.
Yes, we did. We're here.
There were a lot of doomsdayers saying that this thing was going to last 5 days. No. There was going to be human sacrifices there on the live TV. Didn't happen.
Did not.
No, and I'm also very impressed because not once did I hear Total Eclipse of the Heart on network TV. So that was good for me. Now, Justin, you had an interesting, because where I was, we had 57% totality, which was not a lot.
Yeah, I had 51, so I got like a little more than half. I guess that's a little more than half, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I got.
You could see it through your glasses, but
I got a little depressed looking at TikTok and stuff and all these people in the complete darkness. I felt a little left out.
20 years, baby. You can make your plans now.
I'm going to have to start making them now.
Exactly, because it really is a cool thing. What's really weird is, I don't know what's wrong with me. I feel like that I was in a totality eclipse when I was a kid. And I cannot find one on that date. So I don't know if my parents just put me in the closet and said, look, it's happening.
You must have been in a closet.
I'm telling you, I remember it incredibly well. So I highly recommend make those plans in 20 years to see it. Or better yet, like 2 years from now, Rome and Spain.
There you go.
Just because it's not happening in the U.S. does not mean it's happening. They happen all the time. We made it through this one. I hope you get to enjoy complete darkness sometime. It's really an amazing experience. Listen, I don't want to push this year on you, but it's flying by.
Yes, it is.
And if you would like to spend your New Year's Eve in labor and have a brand new shiny baby on the first of 2025, tomorrow's the day, y'all.
Oh,
tomorrow's the day.
Okay.
Get busy. Just a helpful tip from your friends here at the Big Time. Oh, I hate to break this to you if you're not paying attention. But tax day is a coming.
Sure is.
Dude, it's next week.
I know.
All right. Nearly half of Americans have put off doing our taxes and admit to spending as much or more time procrastinating and worrying than actually preparing the taxes.
Well, I did my extension. Does that count?
You know what I think that is? I think that's procrastination. But
yeah,
it's government sanctioned procrastination. You think competition is fierce in your line of work? 800 dancers showed up for 14 positions in the Radio City Rockettes.
Wow.
Don't try that at home. I want you to remember something when you're at work. If you're embarrassed about taking a nap, you know, at work, don't be.
Guess not.
About half of us do that.
Crazy.
Nap during the workday at work, some once a week. 18% say they do it several times a week.
I want to do that.
You're just out of the range, I think. Because the worst culprits are men.
Oh.
But it's younger workers between 18 and 34.
Okay.
I think I know why. They're still wearing last night's shirt. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me apologize in advance for what we're talking about here.
Uh-oh.
Because every time I say this sentence, all of us have pain.
Oh, no, no, no.
The number one Google search after the eclipse. Why do my eyes hurt?
Oh my gosh.
Why does that make my eyes hurt?
I don't know. It makes mine hurt too.
Listen, every night here in the Big Time, we told you don't look at the sun.
We told you.
If you have blurry vision, a headache, a blind spot in your central vision in one or both eyes, come on, man. I mean, I feel bad for you. You know what I'm saying? But dang, we told you.
You messed up.
If you're seeing color different or have distorted vision, it is time to go to the doctor.
Yes.
All right. The American Academy of Ophthalmology says, whoops, you've got 20 years now to get your act together for next time. Please, can we donate our glasses to you? Send us your address. We'll take
yes.
care of you. I hope you're feeling better soon because I never want to say, why do my eyes hurt ever again? You know, if you're a big golf fan, maybe you went to the Masters. Probably not, though, because those tickets are so expensive.
Yeah.
Right? They're like $1,600 because everything's on resale because they're sold out. But when you get in there, dude, the food is so cheap.
How cheap?
They still have their $1.50 cheese sandwich.
Dang.
When was the last time you saw anything anywhere for $1.50?
Seriously.
A club sandwich or a barbecue sandwich? $3.
Dang.
A beer, $6. Well, that went up a dollar since last year.
Not bad.
I guess that's why you pay so much money to get in there. It's no all-you-can-eat $52 seat at the ballpark, but... And you know those caddies out there with those guys?
Yes.
They can get a paycheck of six figures.
What?
For 4 days.
I want that job.
We are in the wrong business. Let's practice. Four.
Four.
Is that what they do? They yell four?
So.
I'm ready. The year is coming at us fast and furious.
Man, is it ever.
And I thought to myself, well, we have a little break between now and Mother's Day. Well, we got taxes.
Yeah, we do.
The Big Time has Stagecoach.
Yeah.
Then there's my birthday.
It's a lot to do.
But eventually you do get to Mother's Day and it's coming up like within a month,
uh-huh.
about a month away.
Yeah.
Dads, I know what you want to do. You're like traditional flowers, candy for moms. But we found out that moms would like to get a little more with it than their flip phone. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So get her candy, get her flowers, but please get her a new gadget. All right.
And things are expensive.
But you know what? Is mom not worth it?
Of course she's worth it.
Well, if you don't think she's worth it, listen, she will remind you. You go ahead, you get her another flip phone, see how she feels about that. Dude, this is like an old Gilligan's Island episode.
I know.
There were American men stranded on a Pacific island, and they spelt out help in the sand with palm fronds.
Yes, they did.
The U.S. Navy aircraft actually saw this after a week, and they took a picture that looks like it was a camera from 1955.
I know.
See it for yourself under WitsPix at thebigtimeonline.com. Look, my whole life, I don't know anyone who's intimidated by Scrabble, unless you're really bad at Scrabble.
Right.
Now, Mattel is releasing a new game with helper cards.
Okay.
And,
you know, in case you get in trouble.
Yeah, but that's called losing. You know, it's part of the game.
That is true.
Right now, available only in Europe, but it's coming, people. It's coming. Okay, this is a little scary.
What?
Experts say this summer is going to be a record-breaking one when it comes to travel.
Uh-oh.
5 billion people are traveling around the world.
Jeez.
And over 90% of Americans, 90% of us say we plan to take a trip.
Look at us.
Luckily, we mostly drive instead of fly, but that, you know, doesn't bode well for the roads, you know? Right. Plan your vacay accordingly. Okay. You know, I bought a new car, my first new car, like ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Last year. And it's got all those bells and whistles, you know, it tells you if you're going over the speed limit, not that that's ever happened to me, you know? And then it does this hard braking thing, like if someone pulls out in front of you, it'll brake on its own.
I love that.
Yeah, big fan. Here's the problem, though. And I've wondered about this. Dude, you know this is going into some database somewhere.
Oh, somebody keeping track, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And they're going to think that I'm rear-ending someone when it uses that hard brake. When it's seriously some knucklehead who's made like a left right in front of me.
Yeah?
Well, my worst fears have been confirmed.
Oh,
not
no.
Personally.
Okay.
But there was a woman who, her insurance went way the heck up. She didn't know why. This woman's car insurance went up 80%.
That's a lot.
So she decided to pull something that's called a LexisNexis file.
Yeah?
And got 200 pages of her own driving records.
Oh my gosh.
Like, not tickets and stuff. From her car.
Wow.
The one thing I don't know is, did they have that camera that faces the driver? You know, because there's that too. If you're eating ice cream, you are so busted.
Yes, you are.
By the way, I know you want to look. LexisNexis, that's the name of it. Okay, Lexis. I don't know if it's free. I know nothing about it. I just know I'm downloading it now. Well, those of us who play Wordle have noticed the numbers are going up, and the Wordle words are over 1,000 now.
Wow.
And they've admitted they're going to run out of five-letter words by 2027.
Oh, no.
Oh, Wordle in three today. What am I going to do next year? All this worrying is going to mess up my game, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Here's a question I have for you. If you have TSA pre-check and your traveling partner does not, do you wait for them or do you go through the pre-check?
Oh, I've left them behind.
Oh, absolutely. 100%, right?
Sorry.
Yeah. You get the hassle-free security experience,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There's no reason, if you have qualified for pre-check, that you have to stand around, you know, with the amateurs.
No.
While they're still getting their laptops out of the bag.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Slow. Yeah.
Exactly. And the shoes are still on and stuff is going. Man, I'm freaking myself out just thinking about this. Now I don't want to travel. They say the worst thing that can happen is that you get in a rift with your traveling partner. Who cares?
Exactly. You're gone.
Right? Yeah, exactly. By that time you get on the plane, there's no fighting over the window seat. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Win-win, use the pre-check. We're not very good traveling partners, are we?
Not.
Do not travel with the big time.